Here's good news for micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME operators in St. Elizabeth. The Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's Mobile Business Clinic, will make its next stop in the parish. The Mobile Business Clinic Initiative is an island-wide project involving the decentralization of business development services, geared at reaching a wider group of MSMEs in new and existing industries and sectors. Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira, says since the project was launched in 2014, it has seen some 1,000 entrepreneurs benefiting to date. Parishes covered so far are St. James, Westmoreland, Hanover, and Manchester.
We have had participants, and when I said I don't know, mean people just come in to look and ask if they have samples given away and taste. I'm talking about serious interest. Those that we record, and between Montego Bay and Mandeville and Hanover, we have had 1,000 what we would describe of serious connections.
Ms. Vera says she's indeed pleased with the response from the target audience. The initiative, being carried out via mobile office units, offers a full suite of business development services in addition to services offered by government agencies, including JAMPRO, the Consumer Affairs Commission, Bureau of Standards Jamaica, and Companies Office of Jamaica, among others. Main objectives of the project are to facilitate business formalization, market access and market entry, increase awareness of business development services, provide training, capacity development and technical support, and promote sound entrepreneurial practices through public education. It is also aimed at sensitizing MSMEs about the government's reform agenda, including the Secured Interest in Personal Property, SIP Act, and the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Bill. Under the theme, Strengthening the Capacity of Jamaican MSMEs, the free mobile clinic will be rolling into Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth this month. Ms. Vera says the date is to be decided.
We'll soon be finalizing the dates, but certainly it will be towards the last week, which is how we normally do. But, you know, we're checking with all the stakeholders that the proposed date is convenient. Then we'll announce it.
She says while the services will cater to the needs of business owners in and around the parish, special emphasis will be placed on farmers. In this regard, representatives from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will be on hand to impart valuable information to the farmers in the area.
Big for us in that space will be the farmers, and they need to move from saying them are just a produce yam. They are in business, and their business is farming. They need to know the technology. They need to know who the target market is and how they prepare to participate in the market space.
In addition to business screening and consultation, entrepreneurs in St. Elizabeth will get an opportunity to engage industry experts, register new and existing businesses, and identify opportunities in marketing, tax compliance, and other areas. Ms. Vieira is appealing to entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs to make the best of the offerings of the Mobile Business Clinic when it rolls into the area.
Yes, I am extending an invitation, and it's a must-go to our farmers and other business people. Get prepared to come and sit with us and get involved in the whole economic development of this country. You have a space, you have a role, and you have the capability and resources at hand to just come and do it right.
Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira. Find out more about the Mobile Business Clinic and when it will be rolling into your parish, call the JBDC at 928-516125 or toll-free 1-888-232-4357, or you may send an email to communications@jbdc.net.
If you live in Dehaney Park, Patrick City, Harbor View, Helcher, Angels 1 and 2, or Angels Grove, the National Solid Waste Management Authority will be in your community on the last Sunday of each month from now until August to collect your electronic waste. If you're in another section of St. Catherine, Kingston, or St. Andrew, take your e-waste to their Mason Plaza and King Street in Spanish Town, or the NSWMA head office on Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty, funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.